HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So Google's been having a torrid time in India lately. I've touched upon this in brief in earlier episodes, but let's talk in detail about what all has happened. It all started when the company suddenly took down Paytm on September 18th for apparently violating its gambling policies. Of course, Paytm founder Vijay Shekhar Sharma went ballistic and he spoke out against Google. A lot of other startup founders also spoke out against Google. And about a week or so later, Google issued a clarification of its existing payment policy, saying that everybody who is on the Play Store and sells digital content through the Play Store will have to use Play Billing. Now, the funny thing is that this is a policy that Google has had literally always. It just chose to clarify it at this time, and we don't really know why. It was kind of actually a little shady from Google, because when it took down Paytm for violating its gambling policy, it never said it did so. Instead, Google just issued a clarification of its gambling policies out of the blue. We only found out why that clarification was issued once Paytm created the ruckus. Same happened with Play Billing. They issued a clarification, everybody went ballistic, they said this is unfair. And this is a debate that has been going on globally. Google and Apple both have come under fire for this. Gaming giant Epic Games has been fighting a case against Apple in the EU, as is Spotify, as is Match Group, the company that owns Tinder. This is a problem in a way, because what people say is that Google and Apple are gatekeepers. They have huge power over their respective app stores, and hence they're forcing developers to pay 30% commissions to them, which can affect the developer's bottom line and their revenues basically. Paytm is hugely opposed to this, as are many other startups. In fact, there were a few meetings that were held between startups over the past week or two, and there were even discussions of forming a startup association which can lobby against Google. And to be honest, it is fair in a way. India has a huge startup space, but no real body that represents these startups that can lobby in their favor or express their concerns. IAMAI, the Internet and Mobile Association of India, is such a body, but then it's chaired by Amazon's India head and not a startup founder. So many industry executives believe that IAMAI is not the right body for them. But whether a startup association is formed or not is something we'll find out in the future. It has just been discussed right now. What's happening right now is that the Indian startups are joining in on this global debate. And since Apple is not a big player in India and people don't earn a lot from Apple app stores, there's not a lot being said about Apple. And all the ire is directed towards Google. And that's in a way fine. Google has reacted to it as well. So when they clarified their Play Billing policy, they said that we'll give you till September 30th, 2021. To comply with this. After all the uproar, they said, okay, we're gonna give Indian startups 6 months extra to comply to all of this, as opposed to September 30th, you can now do March 2022. They also said they're gonna sit down with a lot of startups, which they've started doing. They're also gonna do policy workshops with these startups to explain their policies, answer their questions, things like that. This hasn't really mollified startups. In fact, this week Paytm issued another blog post where they announced that Paytm First Games is back on the Play Store, but only a free version of the app is allowed. And Paytm accused Google of double standards, because what Paytm says is that while they cannot market the Paytm First Games app on the Paytm app because of Google's policies against fantasy gaming, they can still pay YouTube to advertise it, which is a double standard if you really think about it. On the one hand, Google is saying I'm not gonna allow fantasy gaming. On the other hand, they're saying that you can pay me to advertise it on YouTube, which can call into question Google's policies. And what industry executives say is that Paytm has sort of emerged as the champion for Indian brands and all of this. they're riding the whole Atmanirbhar narrative that is going on in India. And that's good. However, Paytm decided to advertise something it calls its own mini app store. It has been there for a few months. It just chose this time to advertise it for obvious reasons, because the whole we need an Indian app store debate is going on. Funny thing is, there is no definition for an Indian app store. What is an Indian app store? Will an Indian app store be owned by the government? If it will be owned by the government, will there be restrictions on the kind of data the government can access through it? If it will not be owned by the government, will it be owned by one corporate body? Honestly, if one corporate body owns it, you have the same problem as Google. And the Paytm Mini App Store is a great example of this. A, it is not an app store. What it allows developers to do is you can put something that stands between a mobile website and a full-fledged app, and this thing works inside the Paytm app, which means that it's limited by what the Paytm app can allow it to do. Also, the number of features developers can do on these mini apps are much lesser, again, because a full-fledged app can access all the features of your phone. You cannot do the same while you're working inside the Paytm app. So Paytm is taking advantage of this in a way to increase its ecosystem. And the bigger problem is that even the Paytm mini app store is just another walled garden. Like Google is a walled garden with the Play Store or search, the Paytm mini app store has certain rules. For example, if you are a publisher who has product links to Flipkart and Amazon, you have to remove them if you want to be on the Paytm mini app store. If you want to sell anything, you have to use Paytm. And that's literally the same thing that Google is saying with Play Store, that if you're on the Play Store, if you want to sell content through the Play Store, you have to use Play Billing. Now, Paytm at this point is saying that I'm not going to charge any commissions for payments done through Paytm or through UPI. I am going to charge 2% for debit and credit cards, which is still much lower than what Google charges. Having said that, what experts point out is that there's nothing stopping Paytm from increasing these commissions in future, especially if tomorrow Paytm can have a billion users just like Google Play does. So imagine you're a publisher like Mint and you want people to subscribe to your website. On the Paytm mini app store, you have to do that only through Paytm. You cannot use anything else. Now that might be a problem for a lot of developers in future. And who knows, maybe we'll hear a clarification from Paytm someday. In fact, what someone pointed out to me is that this is more like Paytm's super app strategy, which a lot of analysts have believed is the final plan with Paytm, that it was never a wallet story, it was always a super app story. The super app theory comes from China. So it's basically a strategy where there's this one big app which lets a lot of other apps and services function through it. WeChat is the best example of this. Of course, we don't see the super app version of WeChat in India. But in China, WeChat is an ecosystem of its own. So inside WeChat, you have various apps and services that sell content and services through it. And while the primary activity is messaging, there are a lot of other things people can do. Same with Paytm. The primary activity is a wallet, but with these mini apps, you can do a bunch of other things. And it's not new, so to speak. Paytm's rival PhonePe has something called the Switch platform, which is literally the same thing. It lets people do exactly that. The difference is that PhonePe Switch has existed since 2018. And it has about 220 services and partners right now. Paytm says that it already has 300 partners and 400 more are working to get on it at this point. None of that changes this one fact though, that we don't know what an Indian app store will be or what is really the way to solve Google's problems. Having said that, Google still has a torrid time ahead of it. In fact, this week Google faced its fourth antitrust case in India in front of the CCI. In the earlier cases, CCI has fined Google once for a few billion rupees for abusing its dominance in search. There is a case going on right now where the CCI is looking into Google for abusing its search dominance to promote Google Play. There's another case going on where it's checking Google's dominance in smartphones. And in the fourth case, Google has been accused of abusing dominance in Android TV. So apparently, when Google signs a contract with a manufacturer to make Android TVs, Google says that if you want to make Android TVs, then you cannot make any other product on a forked version of Android. A forked version of Android basically means you cannot use any Android-based operating system. Something like Amazon's Fire OS comes to mind. Technically, even things like Xiaomi's MIUI are forked versions of Android, but Xiaomi doesn't market MIUI separately as an OS. MIUI just runs on top of Android on its phones. That's why it's allowed. But basically, because of these contracts, if tomorrow Xiaomi says that, okay, I want to get rid of Android and I just want to run my version of MIUI, which is based on Android, Xiaomi cannot do that. They have to make all their devices on Android. In fact, Xiaomi and TCL are parties to the case. And the CCI is doing an initial inquiry because the way the CCI works is it looks at prima facie evidence first. It checks whether there's merit in the case. If it finds merit, then it writes to all the parties and says, please respond to our queries. And then the case progresses from there. But with four antitrust cases in India and the fact that there's a global debate going on, 2020 may be finally the year where we actually go after big tech and make some changes. 2020 may actually be the year where we go after big tech and actually make some changes. In fact, if you remember, a few weeks ago, I talked about a US antitrust subcommittee of the Congress, which met with four of the big tech CEOs, and they concluded that big tech needs to be broken up. This week, that committee submitted its report, and it said that companies like Facebook, Google, Apple, Amazon, they really need to be broken up. And expectations are that there are a few antitrust cases that are now going to be filed in the US as well. So for once, the big tech guys are finally facing a pushback from governments, from people, from startups, and everybody. There has even been reports that Facebook has prepared a defense against being broken up. So yes, they are feeling it too. But what happens in India? So in India, the government has sort of said that they're open to expanding the horizons for the Mobile Seva App Store, something they've built for MSMEs. But the MSeva App Store is nowhere close to what a Play Store is. Running an App Store still requires a lot of investment in infrastructure, security, and many other things. Secondly, if there's ever one single company or a body that owns the Play Store, you can always come to this same problem. So what's not happening right now is that nobody is suggesting a solution. And while Paytm keeps saying that Google is wrong, and it may actually be right, Paytm itself is also trying to create a walled garden. So for the consumer, at the end of the day, it could be a catch-22 situation and there is no solution.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.